Dr. Abdallah John Bosco, a medical officer and a surgeon at Juba Teaching Hospital, says they operated 24 patients with cataracts here at the Juba Teaching Hospital.
The total number of patients who turned up for screening, there were 83 for the whole day that have been seen, and those who have qualified for surgery were 24, and we have operated for them. We have just finished the surgery and we're out of the surgeries.
Dr. Bosco says the eye center will screen more patients tomorrow in the OPD or the outpatient department of Juba Teaching Hospital with the aim of carrying out a total of 100 surgeries.
So today again in the OPD we have screened 76 patients. There are those who have got their medications, those who need medical treatment, and those who need to be done surgery. So the pending list for tomorrow, there are 23. So there are still other patients who are going some virus examination to qualify them for the surgeries in case they have passed the examination. So it will add on to that. Maybe later the list will be more than 23.
70-year-old patient Margaret Wakasa says she has suffered from cataracts since 2019 and could not get help until this week.
The eye is the cataract. When I went to Kenya, to Lyons, these people looked at me. That was 2019. They looked at me and said, I was ready to do the operation. I was ready to do the operation. But they looked at me and said, you know, Mama Margaret, this eye of yours, especially this one, it is affecting the nerve. So you will be on medication. We cannot remove.
Wakasa says, when she came to Juba, her vision was completely blocked by cataracts.
I told these people that they had said this one. They said no. The doctor who was looking at me said, no, we can operate and you will see. And I'm seeing my daughter. So doctors, I'm not blaming any doctor, but that is how why I'm saying this is what made me delay. I should have removed it earlier before the eyes closed.
Wakasa, who is a lecturer at the University of Juba, says she received information about the eye come through the South Sudan in Focus show broadcast on November 7th.
And when I was sitting in the house, I put on the Voice of America. I normally listen to it in Radio Miraya and Voice of America. So when I listened to it, they announced very well that it was going to take place. Yesterday I was here, they didn't, but I still came back. So that's how I landed on the moon. I learned through the people here because they had operated here, this one. And then I also listened on the radio and they said.
The free eye camp will continue through November 11th and is free for residents of Juba. For VOA News, I'm Juliana Shapai in Juba.